你好，我是 Monster， 欢迎来到我们今天 Pronunciation Course。 我们今天来学习非常棒的一课，叫做 Have you read Hamlet？ 首先我们来朗读一遍，然后我们进行详尽的分解。 Here we go. A student in the literature class asked his teacher if he had read a hot novel. The teacher said that he had not read a book. What a surprise, said the student. He has been punished for several months. Then have you read Shakespeare's Hamlet? Asked the teacher. No, said the studentWhat a pity. You better hurry, for it has been punished for several hundred years. Okay, very good. Let's check it out. 我们看所有的一些发音的细节。第一句话 A student in the literature class asked his teacher if he had read a hot novel. 那么有个学生啊，在 literature class 指的是文学课，在文学课上问他的老师是否有读到一个非常那么 hot novel 指的是畅销的一个小说。Student 这个单词在美语当中 ,st 发 sd, 同时 u, 趋向于发 u 这个发音，当 d 加 u 的时候变成 stu。同时有可能老外进行偷懒 ,dn 组合 t,d 可以不用发音，所以这个单词经常会读成 student, 你要能听懂就可以了，叫 a student in the literature class。你看这个单词有点难发 ,liter, 这个 t 要进行浊化 ,literature。或者第二个 e 可以弱化成 a, 叫 literature class asked his teacher. Asked 这个单词啊 ,sk 跟 t, 三个辅音并排，中间的 k 这个辅音可以去掉的，爆破音去掉，变成 asked his teacher. A student in the literature class asked his teacher if he had read a hot novel.Had 的 D 去掉 ,read 跟 a 有个零叫 read a, hot 的 T 去掉略音 ,novel 指的是小说。这一句话我们再来一遍。A student in the literature class asked his teacher if he had read a hot novel. The teacher said that he had not read a book. 那么你要发现这句话的略音特别多。你看 ,set 的 D, that's 的 T, had 的 D, not 的 T, read 的 D,包括 book 的可也可以不用发，这句话就变成 The teacher said that he had not read a book. The teacher said that he had not read a book. What a surprise, said the student. 啊，真让人惊喜。What 跟 a 连音叫 What a surprise, said the student. D 去掉 student NT 组合在句子当中啊，有可能这个单词可以不用发音，叫 student.Student, what a surprise, said the student. It has been punished for several months. It 的 T 去掉 ,punished 的 T 去掉 ,several months. 来看一下 several 这个单词 ,several, 在口语化当中这个 a 是可以不用发音的，叫 several, 叫 several. Months 这个单词呢，它的正确的发音叫 months, 那么这个 months 可以变成S 这个发音 months 也可以变成 T 跟 S 叫 months, 这都可以，要相比发音会更加的省一点点。来看一下叫做 What a surprise, said the student. It has been punished for several months. Months, punish 这个单词指的是这个已经发行了或出版了好几个月了。Then have you read Shakespeare's Hamlet? Asked the teacher. 那么我们看一下 Shakespeare 叫做莎士比亚Shakespeare, 这个 P 要进行浊化，可用不用发音 Shakespeare. Shakespeare's Hamlet, 哈姆雷特那本书。Then, have you read Shakespeare's Hamlet? Asked the teacher. No, said the student. What a pity. What 跟 a 连音。You better hurry. 那你最好要赶快一点了哈。You 的 D 可以不用发音，气流阻塞一下变成 you. You better hurry.Better 这个单词 T 要进行浊化，处于两个元音中间，叫 better。Hurry 在美语当中发英式发 hurry， 美语当中发 hurry， 知道就可以了。变成 What a pity! You better hurry, for it has been punished for several hundred years. 它已经发行了几百年了。来看一下 hundred， 第一个是一个前鼻音，第二个就是呢，不要卷舌头，不是 hundred， 是 hundred。Hundred years, D 不用发音。我们把这一段一起来朗读一遍。A student in the literature class asked his teacher
if he had read a hot novel. The teacher said that he had not read a book. What a surprise, said the student. It has been punished for several months. Then have you read Shakespeare's Hamlet? Asked the teacher. No, said the student. What a pity. You better hurry, for it has been punished for several hundred years. Okay, very good.
这是我们今天所分享的内容，当然 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括有发音、零零零语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利。看电影不用看字幕，想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 1048-9403271048-940327，当你加这个个人 QQ 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群给你，你一加立刻收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音，纠音21天，让你的听力跟口语有巨大的提升。 So I'll see you next time.